AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The closing bell just sounded on Wall Street. Stocks got a boost from news from the Federal Reserve. There is no firm decision yet on when to raise a key interest rate. The economy hit a bit of a bump in the road at the beginning of the year.
The committee wants to see some further progress before feeling that it will be appropriate to raise rates.
Fed Chair Janet Yellen wants to see more progress in the jobs market and higher inflation. Stocks finish higher, the Dow up 30 points. President Obama is going to meet with pro-trade Democrats from the House and Senate. Sources tell the AP there could be a vote as early as tomorrow in the House on a trade bill. Democrats derailed the president's trade agenda last week. Press Secretary Josh Earnest says there are no hard feelings.
The strength of their professional and personal relationship is more than strong enough to weather a difference of opinion over one issue, even an issue as important as this one.
The Pentagon says its target to train Iraqi security forces in the fall won't be met. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
The goal was to train 24,000 Iraqi forces to take on Islamic State militants, but Defense Secretary Ash Carter says that won't happen.
We simply haven't received enough recruits.
So far, the Baghdad government's only provided enough to train about 7,000 Iraqis, plus 2,000 more counter-terror personnel. Carter and Joint Chiefs Chairman Martin Dempsey told a House panel the U.S. is willing to do more to help Iraq, but it must see a better commitment from the Iraqis themselves. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Building inspectors in Berkeley, California say a balcony below the one that collapsed and killed six people has been determined to be structurally unsafe and hazardous. The mayor of Berkeley blames water-damaged wood. This is AP Radio News. On Capitol Hill today, Amazon Vice President Paul Meisner testified his company hopes, with the use of drones, they can deliver packages as fast as pizza.
Amazon Prime Air is a future service that will deliver packages of up to 5 pounds to customers in 30 minutes or less using small drones.
Today's House hearing focused on the economic potential of drones. The Federal Aviation Administration proposed rules back in February that would severely restrict the use of commercial drones. First Lady Michelle Obama is in Milan in northern Italy, and she joined children from the American School in Milan for a cooking session.
Kids like you, you guys have to do your part. You got to eat your vegetables. Yeah, sorry about that. Got to have some vegetables.
Not popular with everyone there, I guess. The First Lady spoke about the importance of reducing childhood obesity. She will take part in the opening of the U.S. Pavilion at the Milan Expo 2015. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.